Hi everyone, it's Leslyn Keith here again with another Research Update Flash Briefing. I'm the Director of Research and President of the Board for the Lipedema Project. I like to keep you abreast of the latest research of relevance to lipedema with these flash briefings. Today I have a paper entitled Real-Time Visualization of Enhanced Lymphatic Flow when Using a Non-Pneumatic Active Compression Device. And this paper was a collaboration between a lipedema clinic in St. Louis, Missouri, a vascular surgeon in New York, and a non-pneumatic device manufacturer. And it was published in the peer-reviewed journal Annals of Case Reports in December 2023. So the aim of the study was to use near-infrared visualization and real-time observe the lymph movement at baseline and again after 3 months of using this non-pneumatic active compression device at home, and it's a device that you wear while you're walking around. So they wanted to see what would be the difference in the lymph flow in patients with lipedema. So just as some definitions, because what is a non-pneumatic compression device? Well, this is a very unusual device. It's a day spring made by Coya Medical, and it's non-pneumatic because it's using this smart metal alloy called Flex Frames that provides intermittent compression. So it's using that instead of filling up with air. And it's meant to be wearable while moving around and doing your daily activities and driving and whatever else you're doing. So you're not sitting in a recliner or in bed using a pump. You are using this compression device while you're walking around. And it's designed to be used in a clinic or in the home setting. And it can be used on the arms or the legs. So what they said about the product in the paper was it's unique in that it has the ability to use the muscle pump along with active compression from the device, which seems to enhance and support both venous and lymphatic flow. So what are the methods? How was the study organized? So they measured several things at baseline. They used this icy green imaging to evaluate lymphatic transport. What was the speed of transport in real time? And then they also, at baseline, they used bioimpedance to assess how much fluid there was that needed to be moved, how much fluid in the tissues. And then they used a quality of life measure. Then all the subjects were instructed on how to use this non-pneumatic compression device. And they were to use it for 1 hour a day, every day, while being active. So they took all those measurements at baseline, and then they did the three-month intervention using this device for 3 months, and they repeated all the measures again. So for this pilot study, it had three subjects, and all three of them were diagnosed with both lipedema and lymphedema in the arms and in the legs. All were female, they were all Caucasians, and the average age was 55. So looking at the results. So in this study, all three subjects experienced an increase in weight. Interestingly, they all gained about 3 pounds, but they all had reduced intracellular and extracellular water in both their arms and their legs. And interestingly, also in the trunk, even though the device does not go on the trunk. And they had improved lymph flow and uptake as evidenced by the icy green studies. They had decreased fibrosis and they had improved quality of life while using this non-pneumatic compression device. So very interesting results. Again, it's almost like more of a case study report than it is a full-on study. But it was meant to be a pilot, and then I'm sure they're going to want to do a larger sample size next time around. So the authors conclude that the combined effects of this device and using activity, so having that muscle joint pump, it really engaged the muscle pump, and it really allowed a lot of fluid movement and a lot of decrease in swelling and fluid. So it seemed like it also was really good for reducing fibrosis. So even though this is just a pilot study with only three participants, it's a great start to learning how intermittent mechanical compression combined with activity can enhance lymphatic flow and improve quality of life. So a really nice start and a look at a really novel piece of equipment. A very interesting study. We'll have links to the study if you want to read it yourself. Also, I want to alert you to the Lipedema Simplified blog. We'll have a link to the blog as well, because a lot of times these flash briefings also end up as a blog post. And if you're someone who likes to read and be able to click on links, you might like to look at our blog. So check that out at lipedema-simplified.org/blog. We do have lots of posts of interest to people with lipedema. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Alexa at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Research Update Flash Briefing.